Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. First, we want to tell you about 5,000 women of God showing up powerfully. Tell us about that, John.
Well, Women's Aglow International just got together, I believe in Virginia, 5,000 women celebrating
there's Chuck Pierce right
boundless favor and power and majesty. They got together, and Chuck Pierce was one of their speakers. Uh-huh. And you know this...
5,000 women.
And 50 years of ministry of gathering these ladies and empowering them. Okay. But 5,000 gathering. Chuck Pierce is one of the speakers invited.
There's Chuck. I love Chuck. Oh, my goodness. He's in Corinth, Texas.
Yes, he is.
Zion Ministries, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Zion Ministries out of Corinth, Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the Hebrew calendar 5778 is the year of the door.
Which just happened.
Just happened.
It was 5777, which is the year of the sword. So this is the year of the open door, right?
The year of the open door. But Chuck prophesied and said this is the year of Ruth. And this year, women will occupy. And this year, women will gain their inheritance. And so this was awesome. Very encouraging. I mean,
you want Ruth to rise up. I mean, my goodness.
This is the time. I mean, after, you remember, President Trump was inaugurated, I believe that same day or the day after, all these just women started going to Washington, D.C., and they were just... was hatred,
the
really.
Antithesis.
I mean, the antithesis
of
what
was some
going
women,
on.
It was a small amount of women, but they had cameras on them.
Oh.
And there's a lot of vulgarity and things that were going on.
And you would think by looking at that, this is indicative of what every woman in America feels like, and
not
it's
so.
Not.
I mean, 5,000 women even right here. And I think about Sister Brenda Kilpatrick. She used to be a Brownsville Assembly of God. Of course, she's with her husband in Church of Its Presence.
Yes.
She's a prophetess. And she had Arise Deborah,
yes.
You know, with early on had been planting a seed. And I really believe that this, what we're about to talk about, is coming from where she had planted that seed and has been faithful to it. Because the call, they're literally having prepare like Esther and arise like Deborah. So you have Ruth, you have Esther, and you have Deborah, which is, I even think about Rhonda Wilson, you know, that's part of the VFN Dream Center.
Yeah.
That's her heart, you know, Deborah Ministries. And so it's just powerful to see what's going on. Well, look, it's taking place right now. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be in October, but take a look.
I believe the collective cry of a million mothers around the world is going to birth a movement that is greater than anything we have ever seen.
Believe that there's a march of Deborah coming forth. That's the march of righteousness and purity, and it's fearless.
We have been prepared for the last years for such a time as now. And the heart, why me? Why do I believe in this? It's because we do have to stand up for this generation.
We can rise above what our culture is telling us a woman has to be in this hour.
This is our time. This is our hour. And there may never be a time like this.
This is the time for the women and girls of America and around the world to wake up and rise up.
So we're calling an army of young generation Esthers and Deborahs to rise right now.
That they can stand in who they are and have the foundation of knowing God.
You don't have to settle for a generation in our nation being destroyed by deception.
It's time for the woman to step out of the shadows of insecurity and fears and shame.
Be who God created you to be and set your world on fire.
It's time for the women preachers to arise. It's time for the women voices to arise. It's time for the real thing. It's time for the outpouring of Acts chapter 2. It's why I believe in this call to women to rise up as mothers of a nation, mothers in your family.
And if you'll come, and if you'll cry together, God is gonna birth it.
I am Deborah.
I am Deborah.
I am Esther.
I am Esther.
I am Deborah.
I am Esther.
For my sons and daughters.
For my sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters.
I will rise up.
I will rise up.
I will rise up.
I will rise up.
For my sons and daughters.
Beginning today and on October 9th,
we will rise.
Is that not awesome?
I want to encourage you. October the 9th.
You know, half of us are women and half of us are men. If the women aren't moving in the call of God, only half of us are moving.
That's right.
You know, and we need everybody to rise up during this day. And I remember teaching a message just recently at the VFN Dream Center about a particular lady that was in her home, and Israel was being under great assault and things that were going on, and it looked like the enemy was coming in to totally destroy, and they really were, but they didn't realize God was gathering them together to destroy them. But literally, one lady in her home who knows how to fix dinner took out the enemy. It was amazing how she did that. Of course, that's the natural sense, but now in the spiritual sense, you know, one prayer warrior who's praying and calling down heaven and praying for your children and praying for your president and praying for our government and praying over these seven mountains and praying for us and what's going on, taking over the media mountain, the education mountain. We think about Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos is an amazing gift from God going into the schools to flip over where the schools have been turned over to a system that was going to take your kids from you. As a matter of fact, we have a whole generation that's been trained up in such a way that they don't honor you, they don't respect you. Well, that was the school system that did that. Well, Betsy DeVos and our president is going in saying, this is going to change, but we got to stand with them. You know, the whole school system, you know, we're sending out tax dollars to the different schools, and they're barricading and blocking our own Secretary of Education, not letting her come in. And by the way, she flew her own plane to that particular destination to be able to help our kids get an education. They want every kid to get their education. So the women play a huge role that's going on. And I'm excited about this, what's going on. I'm excited about what's taking place. And that, you know, God is causing people to rise. And I think about one of our most excited videos on our YouTube channel is Priscilla. You know, she's a son, our daughter of
Tony Evans. Pastor Tony Evans.
Yeah. She's got a married name now, I believe her last name is. But she stood up and she boldly declared, you know, that who God is, and everybody loves that. But there's some people that criticized her for being the lady talking about Jesus.
Yeah, and she was the woman. Yeah. She was the actress in the movie
War Room.
War Room.
Yeah, it was a very good movie. You got to see that. But you know, we want to support the women who stand up for God. We want to support the men. Supporting a woman does not mean you're not supporting the man, and supporting the man does not mean you're supporting the woman. But you should support everybody. I mean, I have Chuck Charles Simpson. An awesome man of God, apostle. You know, he says, if a dog comes into town preaching Jesus, throw him a bone. I mean, if you have a woman of God or a man of God that's preaching the word of God, we should be so supportive of what's going on. Even Jesus said to the disciples when they started picking and choosing should we let that person minister? And Jesus said, if they're not against us, they're for us. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
And it's like, you know, this is awesome what's taking place. And we're totally supportive of that. I want to be able to pray for you right now. Maybe you're a lady that's saying, you know, I'm ready to move on my call. I encourage everybody, men and women both, to get rightly related to the body of Christ. Get in that position and begin to minister like you never did before.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.